Advocates are speaking out about a practice in the business world known as black cladding. The practice happens when a non-Indigenous business appoints First Nations owners or directors to create a company which qualifies as Indigenous for the purpose of winning government contracts. They can leave Indigenous company directors with huge tax bills if the company collapses and they're held liable. Yorta Yorta man and electrician Coolan Briggs told NITV's Living Black this happened to him after he was asked to become director of the Indigenous section of an electrical contracting company.
The debts totaled just a little bit under $730,000. So when I saw that, it felt like I was just in a deep dark hole.
The federal government is reviewing its First Nation procurement program and is expected to raise the minimum ownership standard for Indigenous businesses to at least 51%.